to Marissa's Wicked Word Nosh, a place to chow down on topics relevant to writers of all kinds. Hello, and welcome to Marissa's Wicked Word Nosh. I'm Marissa, and this is a weekly podcast in which I talk about a wide variety of writing and reading-related topics, and usually I do a brand new topic every week. Brand new episodes never been heard before. I usually spend a few nights before that doing the research and then putting a script together. However, this week that is not the case. I have not been feeling very well. Friday night in particular, I had a really, really, really bad stomach ache. I'm not going to go into details, but I was feeling really bad. And even today, Saturday, I'm feeling a lot better, thankfully, but I'm still just kind of blah. You go through something like that, it takes a lot out of you. So what I'm going to do this week is I'm going to give you an edited version of an episode that was on my now almost defunct Patreon page back in January. As I mentioned a few weeks ago, I decided not to continue with putting new bonus episodes on my Patreon feed. But this is an episode that I did back in January that I decided to bring over to the main feed here. I have seen some of my other favorite podcasts do that with some Patreon episodes. And I figured that this one might actually be helpful to some of you who are listening. And that's what I intend to do with every episode of this podcast. I want to give you information that you can find helpful either with maybe a book that you've already published or one you'd like to publish sometime in the future. So this episode that I did in January was basically I was making a case for why if you're a member of KDP Select on Amazon, because you have to be a member of KDP Select to do this, why it's a good idea, I think, to occasionally offer your book for free as far as a free promotion on Amazon. As I explain in this episode, there are certain guidelines that you have to follow if you want to do this. I mean, of course, you can make your book available all the time on Amazon for free. I don't advocate that you do that, but what I'm saying is if you take advantage of one of these every 90-day promotions to make your book available for free for a limited time, that may have some benefits for you. So I am going to go into this episode. I did mention that it was edited, but what I mainly edited was just the beginning where I thank people for becoming patrons and the end where I say, you know, if you like this, please get in touch with me, because I am going to record a new version of that at the end of this episode. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to just give you a very, very, very short Anchor segue, because I don't take advantage enough of these little sound bites on Anchor. They're really amazing. And I'm going to get into the bulk of the episode that I put on Patreon in January. And then at the end, there's going to be another little segue. And then I'm going to go into my spiel about, you know, if you want to get in touch with me, if you want to follow me, that type of thing. So offering your book for free on KDP Select, going into that right now. Enjoy. What I'm going to talk about today is why you should offer your Kindle ebook for free. I didn't really realize that this was an option until almost 1 year, almost to the day, after I published my second novel, Grown Into It, on Kindle. I'm going to include a link you can click on to find out how you can do this. Actually, I'm going to probably include a few. But basically, once you enroll your ebook in KDP Select, you can offer it for free up to 5 days every 90 days. You can do it one day at a time or across multiple days. You have to schedule it at least 1 day in advance. So if you want to offer your book for free on, say, a Saturday and Sunday, you need to schedule it by the Friday before. Now, in my case, I had seen a few writers do it on Twitter and also on Instagram. That's really how it occurred to me to do it. And I put it up one weekend in September. I posted a link with a short announcement each day on Twitter. And after it ended, I posted a thank you to everyone who downloaded the book. It was actually pretty easy to do, and who knows? I've mainly been focused on the podcast and NaNoWriMo these last few months, but I may do it again one day. And if I ever publish another book, I'm saying if because I'm doing a massive overhaul of what I was working on during NaNoWriMo, I may do it with that book as well. And if you've published a book that's available on Kindle, or you're hoping to publish your current work in progress on Kindle, I think you should do it too. Now, you might be asking why you should make your book available for free. Granted, writing is a passion for a lot of us, hopefully most of us, and we'd want to do it even if we weren't being paid for it. But getting paid for what you love is definitely nice. There's no getting around that. And it's not just because of the money. When you're paid because someone buys your book, it makes you feel proud. It makes you feel as though you're arriving in a sense, if you will. Knowing that they could have shelled out their hard-earned cash on thousands of other books competing for their attention and chose yours, that's not something to be taken lightly. So the thing to remember is you don't have to make your book available for free on Kindle all the time. You can. I mean, some writers do, but I wouldn't recommend it. But a few days every few months? Why the heck not? Self-publishing on Kindle is a great option, and I would tell anyone who acts like your book isn't worthy of consideration because it's self-published to stuff it. I really would. Writing a book in itself is an accomplishment. But the downside of it is, a lot of other people are doing the same thing. So you need to work a little harder to make a name for yourself. And if you're self-published, chances are you are literally the one doing most of the work to promote your book. It's fine to tweet links to your books, but it's not okay to DM someone a link to your book the second they start following you. But that's a topic for another bonus episode, possibly. But again, a lot of your followers are probably seeing hundreds of other tweets for links to self-published books on Kindle. So if you can add a little something extra to your tweet, along the lines of "available for free download today and tomorrow," that may help you stand apart from the crowd. People like free stuff, sure, but who knows? Even if they download your first book for free, they might like it so much that they'll be willing to pay for books you write in the future. They might also recommend it to their friends, and they might leave you a review on Amazon, or Goodreads for that matter. Really, every time you make your book available for free, you increase your chances of having someone post a review on Amazon. Amazon reviews are very important, especially for writers who are just starting out. As with a lot of social media and e-commerce, being seen by more potential readers on Amazon is algorithm-based. The more people who see your book, the more likely they are to download it and review it, which makes it more likely that your book will be recommended to more people in the future. Granted, I'm not telling you making your book available for free will definitely land you positive reviews on Amazon. I want to make that clear. You don't just want reviews. You want positive reviews, and they can be hard to get. Please understand that. I'm just saying that the more visible your book is, the more likely it is that you'll get reviews. Hopefully, most of which are positive. As opposed to, oh, I don't know, making your book available only at a cost and then waiting for people to miraculously discover it for almost a year. There, I'm speaking from personal experience. I did that. Not good. I would definitely not recommend that you do that. And again, you can make your book available for free as frequently or infrequently as you like. If you've published more than one book, you can make just one available, or one available at a time, or both available at the same time. And also, it's free to you. Maybe before the pandemic, you could print out a bunch of copies of your book and give them away for free at your local library or book fair. That would have cost you. This doesn't. So it's a great way to promote your work. Even if it's not something you're ready to do now, it's a good option to keep in mind for the future. Do not abandon your dreams of becoming a best-selling writer one day. But do realize that you're not there yet. At least, I'm assuming that you're not there yet. If you are, please forgive me, or let me know and come on my show and talk about your experiences. I mean that. But anyway, every promotion like this can help if you're not at that stage yet. It doesn't mean your writing isn't worth anything, and it doesn't even mean no one's going to pay for your book during the promotion. Maybe they'll see your announcement for a free download on Twitter, then go to your page on Amazon, read a synopsis, and say, "You know what? I think I might actually want a physical copy of this book because those are not free during this type of promotion." In other words, the possibility of the free download will draw them in. But once they're in, they may decide to take a chance on you. Or they may even read the free download, like it so much they want a physical copy, and order that, and you'll get paid for that. So this type of promotion requires the ability to be able to think in the long term. Our culture places the most emphasis on instant gratification, which is really ironic because there are so many more choices out there than ever before. So if you're putting yourself out there, it may take you a while to get noticed. But as long as you're putting yourself out there, you're on the right track. And on that note, that's all I have to say about that for now. But who knows? There may be more about self-publishing on Kindle that you may not know about that I may bring to your attention in a future episode. I believe in knowing what all of your options are, and they're meant for writers like us to take advantage of them. But sometimes you need to know where to look, and those kinds of things can be easy to miss. So that right there was the edited version of the offering your ebook for free on Kindle episode that I originally posted on Patreon back in January. When I posted this episode back in January on Patreon, I included some links that you could check out for more info, and I'm going to include them in the notes for this episode as well. And I'm also going to include a link to the actual Kindle page on how to do this with step-by-step directions, because I think I forgot to include it when this episode was posted on Patreon, because I do stupid stuff like that sometimes. I hope you'll check all of them out, and please let me know what you think. Email me at marissadelifarfalle@gmail.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at @marissad13 and on Instagram at www.instagram.com/marissadf13. Also, to reiterate what I said at the beginning of this episode, I'm not using Patreon anymore, but I am going to use Buy Me a Coffee going forward. That page is all set up, and if you go to www.buymeacoffee.com/marissadf13 and Buy Me a Coffee, I will mention you in an upcoming episode to show my gratitude. And finally, I would really appreciate it if you could take a moment to rate and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening to this podcast, as it'll help a lot more people find out about this show. Until next time, thank you so much for listening and for all of your support and all the kind words. And I'm going to be back next week with a brand new episode with research content and a unique script and all that fun stuff. Until then, I really hope you're feeling better than I've been feeling recently. And please stay safe, stay healthy, and peace out.
This podcast is written and produced by Marissa Delle Farfalle and brought to you by Anchor. Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. Learn more at www.anchor.fm.